I find your grace in the rhythm of life. Your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life, your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers of Madini Channel to another episode of our program Recognition of Allah Almighty And we were discussing how we can attain the ma'rifah the gnosis and recognition of Allah Almighty, the various ways. And towards the end of the previous episode, we discussed batini a'mal, actions related to the heart, the inner, which included being patient when faced with tribulations, relying upon Allah, having tawakkul, qana'ah, sufficing with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, being from the shakirin, being from the grateful, avoiding sin, gaining istiqamah upon good deeds. All of these things were related to the heart and not having long hopes. And when a person adopts these batini a'mal, these a'mal related to the inner, then the fruits, the thamarat, the benefits of such a'mal are that one attains gnosis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person gains ma'rifah of Allah through these batini a'mal, these inner actions, actions related to the heart, he also attains love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is this divine love, when it enters the heart of a believer, subhanAllah, it makes him reach and traverse so many paths, paths that lead to the qurba and closeness and proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned this love and how powerful this love is. How overwhelming this love is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that three things, if they are found in a believer, three things, that person will taste the sweetness of faith, of iman, subhanallah. What are those three things? The first thing, when a person has mahabba, love for someone, devotion towards someone, he only loves that individual for the pleasure and the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not for any dhati benefit, any personal benefit, any other motive. It's because of his love for Allah, he has love for this person. It's only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the first action that leads to one attaining the sweetness of faith. That's the first action, the first act. For example, we love the awliyaullah. We love them because of our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We love the ulama, why? Because of our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is the one who granted shan and excellence and great rank to the ulama. That's why we love them. So that's the first thing. Loving anyone only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing, Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are more beloved to a person than everything else. Meaning, our love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take precedence over our love for everything else in the world. The foremost love we have is for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The third thing that a person dislikes falling into kufr, going towards kufr, returning to kufr, disbelief, the way he dislikes falling into the fire, being thrown into the fire. Rather, the ulama say that he'd prefer to be thrown into the fire, but never ever fall into kufr, disbelief. Disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And such a person, his iman will be so strong that if he is given a choice, leave Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or be thrown into the fire, he'll say, throw me into the fire. But I will never ever abandon my Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I will never leave the religion of Islam. This is everything for me. So when a person has these three things, number one, he loves others for the sake of Allah. Number two, he loves Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than everyone else. And then thirdly, he dislikes falling into kufr, returning to kufr, the way he dislikes the fire of hell. falling into the fire. When these three things are found in the believer's heart, what happens? He tastes the sweetness of faith. Halawatul iman. And he gains ma'rifah, gnosis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these things we've just heard at the beginning of this episode and throughout the previous episode were in relation to mujahada, spiritual struggle, striving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now another aspect that we can look at this topic from, meaning gaining the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is studying Al-Qur'an al-Kareem, studying Qur'an, reading the Qur'an. In a previous episode, we discussed how we should ponder upon the meanings of the Qur'an. And now we're discussing just reciting the Qur'an. Because reciting the Qur'an without even pondering and reflecting also brings great benefits. Also brings ma'rifatullah. That's why when you look throughout history, our akabirin, our awliya izam, they would recite the Qur'an abundantly, day and night. And you'll hear, subhanAllah, the fadail in this regard. So one person, he studies the Qur'an by reciting those verses in particular and studying those verses in particular which are in relation to the dhat of Allah, sifat of Allah. This brings him ma'rifah. But now we're discussing merely reciting the Qur'an, just recitation of the Qur'an. This is what we refer to as tilawatul Qur'an. Fada'ilu tilawatul Qur'an. Virtues of reciting al-Qur'an al-Karim. This also leads to ma'rifatullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Qur'an al-Kareem, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبِيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We revealed upon you, O beloved, a book which clarifies everything, which is an explanation of everything. Now here, some people might say, okay, we read the Qur'an, but we don't see an explanation of everything. Allahu Akbar. When the Qur'an is immersed in your heart, when it penetrates your heart, when the nur of the Qur'an enters your heart, then subhanAllah, so many things become manifest to a believer that normal people cannot reach, normal people cannot attain. And it leads to the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, it goes without saying that this recitation of the Qur'an also has adab. When you recite the Qur'an, you should be in a state of purity. This is from the adab. You should recite correctly with tajweed, not with mistakes. You should recite in a clean place, in a place where you're free from distractions. There's so many adab. Imam Nawawi rahimahullahu ta'ala has a whole book on this, the adab for the recital of the Qur'an. So, the Qur'an, when it enters a person's heart, subhanAllah, it gives him such a ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is inconceivable by a normal person. When a person recites Al-Qur'an al-Kareem with mahabba for Allah in his heart, with love for sahib al-Qur'an, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his heart, subhanAllah, openings occur in his life. He has deeper understanding of Qur'an. The Qur'an blesses him in so many ways that others are not fortunate to be benefited in that way. When he's reciting the Qur'an, he thinks this is a sharaf, a great fortune, a great sa'ada, a great blessing and privilege that I'm speaking with my Lord. I'm spending time in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has that strong connection. This is what leads to ma'rifatullah through recitation of the Qur'an. And then Allah ta'ala opens the doors for such a person. Allah ta'ala manifests his power, his light in the heart of such a person. And a person becomes a knower of Allah, an arif of Allah, an arif billah. So when we recite the Qur'an, keep these things in mind. Recite as the Qur'an ought to be recited. Fulfill the rites of the Qur'an when reciting Al-Qur'an al-Kareem. Allah ta'ala will bless us with uloom, sciences of various things as well, insha'Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala mentions in Al-Qur'an al-Kareem, those people who, when the verses are recited upon them, the hair on their flesh stands up. Allahu Akbar. The Quran tells us, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ. When the Quran, which was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is read to them, when they heard the recitation of the Quran, these true believers, you will see their eyes, تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ. Their eyes are shedding tears, weeping in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Why? Because they understand Haqq, they understand the truth, they understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the goal, this is the goal of a believer. How come their eyes are tearing? Because of the Qur'an, recitation of the Qur'an, listening to the Qur'an. This is the power of the Qur'an, the efficacy of the Qur'an, that it causes the people to weep, it causes people to fear Allah, it causes the hair on their bodies to stand up. Allahu Akbar. One beautiful incident in this regard, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh saw Allah Ta'ala in his dreams. Remember, in the world, only the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning with his physical eyes. When we say in the world, we mean in a wakeful state. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala is not in the world. This was a khas honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in a wakeful state, he went on the blessed night journey of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, and he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and other awliya, Allah is transmitted regarding them that they saw Allah in dreams. And Allah knows best the kayfiyah and how they saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal saw Allah according to the shan of Allah, as befits his greatness and majesty. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, what is the best way of attaining your ma'rifah, O Lord Almighty? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, O Ahmad, the best way to attain my closeness is to recite Al-Quran Al-Kareem, to read the Quran. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah asked a question, another question. He said, O Allah, with understanding or without understanding? Meaning, he wanted clarification that is it sufficient to recite the Quran to gain the closeness of Allah, or does one have to understand it as well? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied and said, in whatever way. Meaning, even if someone reads it without understanding, he will still gain the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the best way of gaining the ma'rifah, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, what do we learn from this? On the one hand, you have someone who reads the Quran, understands the Quran, the deeper meanings of the Quran, has a solid understanding of the Quran. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah. That's something that should be our goal. We should aspire to attain that level. But you have someone who doesn't have any of that. He just has recitation of the Quran. And in this blessed dream, Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one who recites the Quran even without understanding, this is the best way to gain the ma'rifah, the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, I reiterate, when reciting the Quran, make sure that the adab of the Quran are being fulfilled, are being abided by. If a person recites in a way that he is distorting the meanings of the Quran, there's no tajweed, then how is he going to gain the barakat of the Quran, barakat of reading the Quran? In fact, he'll be sinful. That person will be sinful. We have to learn how to recite the Quran properly. Recite every letter from its correct origin. Articulate every letter from its makhraj, place of origin. And inshallah, you will gain barakat of reciting the Quran. Recite in a way that you are not distracted. Recite in such a way that you are beautifying your voices. Recite the Quran in the masjid. Recite it in your homes. Recite it in pure places. Recite it at the time of sahri, before fajr. Recite it after prayers. Memorize as much of the Quran as possible. Recite it in prayer. Allahu Akbar Kabira. You will see the barakat of reciting the Quran in this way. And do not make the mistake of thinking that, oh, I studied the Quran when I was young, and I know how to recite the Quran. My recitation of the Quran is perfect. Remember, most people, unfortunately, when they were young, because of not being from religious backgrounds, because of not having access to proper teachers, their parents got them to recite the Quran in whatever way, whether it was through someone who doesn't know how to recite the Quran themselves. And we find so many cases like this. And this is why when people attend Madrasatul Madina Balighan and Balighat, so many cases like this come forward. That when I was young, I just studied with the local sister. I studied with so-and-so, an elderly person, and he taught me the Quran. But there's no makharij, there's no tajweed, there's no correct recitation involved. So never assume that how you learned when you were young is perfect. And even if it was, just say if it was, what's the harm in asking someone to test you, to see if you read properly? And what's the worst that's going to happen? If he says you're making mistakes here and there, you're going to rectify it. This is something that we should be ashamed of, because believe this, the ulama say the shame that one feels in this world is nothing compared to the shame that one would feel in the akhirah, in the hereafter. So if one undergoes a bit of difficulty, hardship here, he's a bit older, he has less time on his hands, but he still gives time to learn how to recite the Quran properly, imagine the barakat he will receive. He will attain the nur of the Quran, he will attain ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when you recite the Quran correctly, you will see firsthand blessings entering your life, mercy entering your life, difficulties being eased, problems being resolved, calamities being alleviated, and futuhat, openings in your life, the ma'rifah of Allah increases. And this is something that we should be eager for. People are addicted to many things in this day and age. We should be of those who do not find peace unless we recite the Quran daily. Do not find peace and tranquility unless we recite Salawat ala Nabi. Unless we do Dhikrullah Azza wa Jal. We need to be among such people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His ma'rifah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to recite His divine book, Al Quran al Kareem, day and night, to purify our hearts, to make our hearts worthy of receiving the nur of the Quran and the qurba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
In every breath I find your grace, in the rhythm of life your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.